Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Last night, the Gophers pull off an upset as they beat Nebraska. My buddy Amir Coffey looking pretty good last night, 85-78. Corey Provis was calling the game. Corey, good morning.
Hi, Dave. Good morning.
How about that Gopher game last night?
That was, I was driving home, leaving the barn last night, and just even – thinking back to it this morning, that was a really neat experience, and not just the fact that they won, it was a very compelling game, but you know, you just had a feel for Dupree McBrayer with what he's been dealing with all week long and for a while now with his mother in poor health, and she passed away on Monday, and just the class that Nebraska showed last night, no surprise, Tim Miles with the pregame shirt that they had, and just the emotion that I hope that you saw if you got a chance to watch the game and watch the final seconds, the emotion that was displayed on the floor following the game last night, that is something that'll stay with me for a long time.
Yeah, Tim Miles is a class guy over there at Nebraska, isn't he?
He is, and he's a fascinating guy that whenever he decides to stop coaching, he'll have his pick of what he wants to do, whether that's broadcasting, whether that's politics, I mean, you name it. He's just an engaging, fun guy. That has a really good team. This is a really good team that the Gophers beat last night. Now, this is a tournament team that'll make some noise in the Big Ten throughout the year. That's a heck of a win the Gophers had against a really good team last night.
Of course, Corey's a voice of the Minnesota Twins here on WCCO. And hard to believe, Corey, but Twins Fest tickets go on sale today.
Yeah, I saw that, and that coincides with the winter meetings about to begin in Las Vegas. So it's that time of year where the hot stove really starts to kick into gear, and we kind of wrap up the off season, if you will, with Twins Fest. The Twins Caravan before that is right around the corner. So some great events coming up once we get to 2019.
I was hoping we get Paul Goldschmidt, but I see the Cardinals got him first.
Yeah, Cardinals got him, and he's pretty much a rental. Now St. Louis could certainly sign him long term, but he's a free agent following the end of 2019, and it seems like they gave up a pretty sizable package to get him. But you know, he's a big time bat, big time player, and the Cardinals they certainly improved their team in already a very good division, the NL Central, with the Brewers and the Cubs, and certainly the Cardinals with an impactful move here the other day. That'll be a fun race in 2019.
Last year was interesting with free agents. They kind of hung out there for quite a while. Different contracts, not so many long-term contracts. So what do you expect now next week? Do you think there'll be much movement at all?
Outside of the big boys, and, you know, I put Patrick Corbin in there, who just signed a pretty lucrative deal with the Washington Nationals. You know, Machado is going to get his money. Harper's going to get his money. But I honestly, Dave, I see more of the same. I don't see max deals. Like, I don't think Brian Dozier is going to get a 4 or 5 year deal. And I think there's just a name the guy. I think there are so many players that are going to be hopeful to get those 4 to 5 year deals. They're going to have to get maybe 1 to 2 year contracts. I really think what we saw last offseason is not going to go away. I think it's more of a smart, sound financial decision that we saw teams make. And I would expect a similar plan this offseason as well.
Is Castro back catching for us next year?
He's back. Yeah, he's back, barring any setback with his knee recovery. But, yeah, I think he's there, and Garver will back him up. And then, you know, where does Astudillo kind of fit in? That's the mystery, because he played – yeah, he played everywhere, but certainly we saw him catch there at the end. But he deserves a spot, certainly on the roster to begin the year. Why not, with how he finished? And I'm kind of intrigued by that, where La Tortuga is going to fit in with his team in a few months.
Yeah, plus the whole new look when we go down to spring training, Corey, almost a whole new staff.
Yeah, a whole new staff. And I've had a chance to hang out with Rocco Baldelli a few times, a few different events, and you know, he seems like a great guy. Seems like a smart guy, and certainly was a hot commodity, Dave, when you look back at the teams that were seeking managers after the regular season ended, and his name was certainly hovering with just about every vacancy that was out there. And, yeah, you know, with him and a whole new staff, you got a few guys coming back with Derek Shelton and James Rousen and Rudy Hernandez, but certainly a lot of new faces that we'll have to get to know.
Hey, where do you think Bryce Harper's going to end up?
I still think that I can see Philly. I can see Washington now with Patrick Corbin. With Corbin going to Washington, does that take some money away from Harper? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't see New York. I don't see the Cubs. I don't see the Dodgers. I think Philly. I think Philly or maybe even back to Washington is where he could go.
What do you think about the Twins? Any free agent signings?
I tend to think more that the bullpen is kind of where they're gonna look, whether that's Zach Britton, whether that's David Robertson, just a few guys that come to mind. You know, Kimbrel certainly could be in play as well. I think that the bullpen is something that has to be looked at, where they need some power arms. You know, I don't necessarily think that Hildenberger is going into the year as the closer. I think he's going to be more of a setup man, even though he did that. He closed some after the Rodney trade last year. I tend to think that bullpen is where they're going to go, and who doesn't need starting pitching, right? Everybody would love to add starting pitching. So those two areas, not to mention second base, we don't know how that's going to play out just yet. So they have some issues that they have to resolve here, and I'm just hoping, you know, it's kind of a running joke in the Twins office that every year for the winter meetings, they bring that big banner, they bring that big press banner that hangs out. If a team makes a big move and they have this press conference at the winter meetings, the Twins have carried that banner to wherever the winter meetings have been for years, but they never have these big press conferences. So I think everybody's hoping that they can finally use that big banner that they travel with each and every December.
That'd be the way. Well, we'll look forward to Pineda playing next year. Do you think there's anybody ready out of the minors to come up and contribute next year?
Out of the gate. You know, I don't think we'll see Brett Rooker or, you know, all these guys kind of make the team out of camp, but I certainly think that there's a chance we could see Rooker at some point if he just kind of maintains the season that he had last year and keeps on climbing. It wouldn't shock me if we see him at some point in 2019. You know, Nick Gordon had a bad year. I mean, Nick Gordon entering 2018, I thought was a guy that we'd see at some point in 2018. That didn't happen. He had a humbling year, and, you know, he was put on the 40-man roster, as was Lamont Wade. Lamont Wade, to me, is somebody that always catches our attention, and I say I'm speaking on Danny's behalf as well, because we see him in these spring training games. He's got a good bat, good player, outfielder. That Lamont Wade is always a guy that we have our eye on, and maybe this will be the year, 2019, that we get a chance to see him play.
Hey, Corey, always good to talk to you. Fun to talk baseball. Warms us up a little bit, and we'll chat some more here soon.
Hi, Dave. Happy holidays to you and your family and everybody at CCO.
Thank you, Corey. Same to you. He is Corey Provis. He is our play-by-play voice of the Twins here on WCCO, along with the man he mentioned, Dan Gladden. And we'll look forward to a broadcast coming out of spring training in February this year. Wow. And by the way, twinsbaseball.com will get you those Twins Fest tickets today. If you want to pick those up, it'd be smart to do that.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.